With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some 180 million Americans could be impacted by what is supposed to be a major storm working its way all the way from Texas on up through New England. And the storm could bring heavy ice in some areas. And as Rich Thomason reports, that's got utility companies worried about ice bringing down power lines.
Experts point to the devastating Texas winter storm of 2021 as a prime example of the need for weatherized power systems. It's especially crucial in places where many people rely on electricity for heating. Utilities in the Southeast are warning customers to prepare for outages, and analysts say the financial burden on families could linger long after the storm is gone, since utility bills will likely be quite high. Rich Thomason reporting.
The airlines have delayed or canceled at least 1,000 flights today. More of that could come tomorrow. Pro-lifers have gathered on the National Mall for their annual March for Life, issuing a statement saying, despite the end of Roe v. Wade, there's a lot of work to do, and President Trump says he agrees.
Now the work to rebuild a culture that supports life continues in every state, every community, and every part of our beautiful land. This is a battle that must be fought, must be won, not only in the corridors of power, but above all in the hearts and souls of the people.
Authorities say they've arrested Ryan Wedding, a former Canadian Olympic snowboarder, facing charges related to drug trafficking.
Wedding was among the FBI's top fugitives and faces charges related to multinational drug trafficking and the killing of a federal witness. Two people familiar with the case confirmed his arrest to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. An official says Wedding was apprehended in Mexico.
Correspondent Marcela Sanchez reporting on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down about 340 points. This is SRN News. A warning coming from a leading evangelical Christian.
Dr. Albert Mohler is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and he's concerned about the invasion of a Minnesota church by anti-ICE protesters. Writing in World Magazine, Mohler says Christians should not minimize the incident, adding, quote, "A signal has been sent. The left is now willing to invade and intimidate Christian congregations that violate their progressivist agenda. This time it was over immigration policy. Next time it could be over anything." Michael Harrington reporting.
Historians, educators, and Jewish groups are considering how to teach about the Holocaust after the last survivors have passed away. Few of today's college students have ever met a Holocaust survivor. Those who have likely met a child survivor with few personal memories prior to 1945. That may have an effect on America's memory of the Holocaust. One study says 45% of American adults cannot identify Auschwitz. This is SRN News. The U.S. officially no longer a member of the World Health Organization, which it has long criticized as being bloated and inefficient, as well as devoted to the wrong priorities. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
It was just over a year ago that President Trump signed an executive order halting the transfer of U.S. government funds to the World Health Organization.
China pays $39 million, and we pay $500 million, and China's a bigger country.
Now the Trump administration says the U.S. withdrawal has been finalized, but it's hardly a clean break. The WHO says the U.S. still owes it more than $130 million. And administration officials acknowledge they haven't finished working out some issues, such as lost access to global health data that could give America an early warning of a new pandemic. And experts warn it could also hinder U.S. vaccine development. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.